Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Day five of training camp in the books. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm live in Berea. We will break that down for you as this show goes on. We'll also bring you Mike Pettine's press conference and Dante Whitner's press conference from after practice. We'll play a little after further review. And also we'll be joined today by the people who won the Browns Play the Draft contest. Remember, we promoted that around the time of the draft. Those winners will be in with us. They were at training camp today. We'll hear from them in the first hour as well. But we're going to kick things off with somebody who's been singled out by the head coach of the Cleveland Browns for having a great start to training camp. He's been very busy as well lately. Sean Drone, the running back, with us here today. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
Doing very, very well. 5 days into camp. How's it been for you so far?
Been great, man. It's a blessing to be back in the camp, man. This is going to my fifth year, and this is probably one of the best camps I've been in, you know, as far as, you know, the reps and, you know, really knowing what to do going in and just comfortable.
And speaking of those reps, you've gotten even more reps now that Terrence West went down on the first day of pads. Duke Johnson, of course, you know, struggling with a little bit of a hamstring injury, not practicing. Is that something that in your mind, you know, having been, you know, in your fifth year, that you have to take advantage of this opportunity, because eventually when they do come back healthy, you will have to have shown enough to these coaches to deserve more reps as they come back?
Right, yeah, that's always part of the evaluation. You know, you got to show that you can handle those reps, handle being thrown in the fire, so to speak. I feel like, you know, I'm comfortable with the offense enough to go in there and do it anytime.
What do you think of this offense so far? You were here briefly at the end of last season, so you got a taste of the Kyle Shanahan offense. How would you rate John DeFilippo's offense, and what do you like about it the most?
I love this offense, actually. It's a little – some of the same, you know, I ran with Mark Trestman and Andy Reid, you know, in that West Coast style. Splitting the running backs out at receiver. I mean, I feel like we have a talented group that can really split out and, you know, give defense fits. And I like that, like the fact that we can get out there and, you know, show what we got in the receiver aspect of things too.
Sean, we are very talented at running back with Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West having the years that they did last year, and of course drafting Duke Johnson. You're getting all those reps with which we already talked about, but do you feel that your best opportunity to truly show what you can offer the Cleveland Browns is going to come in those, in your pregame or your preseason game reps that you get?
I mean, that's really, I think that's up to the coaches. That's their call, whether, you know, practice is enough or preseason is enough. Only thing I'm going to do is keep doing what I'm doing, keep taking advantage of the reps, and always know what to do.
Have you been in a situation where you were very much the elder statesman in your running back room? I mean, you probably have more experience than all these guys combined right now.
Nah, this is really the first time. Coming in last year, I knew Ben Tate had got released, and me and Coach Montgomery had a relationship because we were in Baltimore together. And then when I came in, I knew it was a few rookies, but I at least thought it was more than, you know, just me that had more than 1 year of experience. But, you know, yeah, this is really my first time, but, you know, I take everything in stride. It's a good thing because, you know, it's things that you can teach the young guys that they haven't experienced yet. And, you know, I don't have a ton of game experience, but I have enough to know, you know, situations. And, you know, I played a lot of third down in Kansas City, but it's a good thing. I take it all in stride, man. It's a bunch of good guys in that room, man. We have a good time, so.
You know Wilbert Montgomery, as you mentioned, from your time in Baltimore, talking with running back Sean Drone here of the Browns. What is he like in that room? Because he's a pretty fun guy.
Right. He's probably the funnest, one of the funnest coaches I've been around. He's funny, too. Like, yeah. He always got a good joke for you, and he's going to keep it real. So, you know, you got to respect that. And, you know, in times past, and that's another thing that I told the young guys that, you know, in rooms before that I've been in, there's coaches that's just straight business all the time, just head to the grindstone, and, you know, it's always no jokes. You know, you can't work like that. You can't work in that type of environment. And, you know, I told them that's no wonder that they excelled their first year, because a lot of guys get on the coaches and, you know, they feel like there's too much pressure. And the young guys can't play under that pressure. Some can't. Some can, but some can't. But, you know, that's a good thing about Coach Montgomery. He's going to tell her how it is, and, you know, he's your biggest fan.
That was the greatest thing about, you know, in my career. I always loved playing for coaches who have played the game.
Yep.
Because, you know, you are the elder statesman in that room, but now you've got a guy, you're not asking a guy who's, you know, an analytics genius or, right, you know, grew up around the game of football, exactly, but never played it. You can go, you know, with certain situations, the same way that you see, you know, Justin Gilbert, Pierre Desir ask Joe Hayden and Tremont Williams questions. These young guys will come to you, and then you still have Coach Montgomery to go to when you have a question or need some clarity.
Yep, he's giving me that those reins too, like, you know, help those young guys, and I've taken advantage of that, and, you know, trying to help the guys, and, you know, just little stuff in like protections and, you know, just your technique and little stuff like that. He's open to that when he's coaching. He allows me to, you know, put in my 2 cents, and, you know, you can respect that, because a lot of coaches, they want it their way, and they want it, you know, only what they want to be told to the players, so to speak. But, you know, he has that open mindset, and, you know, guys can respect that.
What's your overall sense of kind of the vibe of this training camp, and how does it compare to maybe some others you've been in?
The vibe, I mean, I've been to a couple of places where the fans were great. Clearly, this is a great fan base here. You know, even going out in the, you know, streets, and there's people here. Just, you won't find any fans greater than us. You know, but you can tell that, in just a sense of that. But in sense of the team, man, it's gelling together. As far as, you know, Josh, I think in spring it was a little, you know, a getting used to period. You know, with him and the receivers, and, you know, getting the timing down. But now, man, it seemed to be clicking, and it's looking good to me, man. You know, we got a lot of work to do, but we're going in the right direction.
Sean, you've mentioned that you were featured in Kansas City as a third down back. Is it encouraging as you grow into this John D. Filippo offense that these backs are now featured, you know, as receivers, as you mentioned, motioning out? I know Duke Johnson's playing some of that role. Mm-hmm. It's got to be very close to home and a great opportunity for you to showcase your ability.
Right. Yeah, I'm up to the challenge, man. I've done it before in Kansas City, where even before Andy Reid came, we did a lot of stuff. Me and Jamal, you know, splitting out and, you know, getting that matchup against a linebacker that you know you're gonna beat. So, up to the challenge, man. Ready for it.
You play. I read here you enjoy playing the guitar, which you taught yourself to play 17 years ago. What's your favorite? What's your favorite stuff to play?
I like the blues. I like, you know, I like R&B. R&B and blues is probably my favorite. I don't do really a lot of that rock and AC/DC stuff.
Okay.
But what's crazy, I still like AC/DC. I just can't play that stuff.
Right.
And does your experience, I dove into the media guide really quick before we had you up, does your experience of playing safety prior to making that transition to running back help you as a running back now that you've been at that position for a few years?
I right now I tell you, I suck at safety.
Okay.
But, you know, just from learning the defense and learning what they do as far as rotation and, you know, who has to fill this gap, so forth and so on, it definitely helped me. It definitely helped me to know, you know, if a safety is over this side, he's high, I know he has no chance of coming. So that eliminates a lot of thinking and a lot of, you know, where I'm looking on the field,
sure,
to know where my trouble is coming from, so to speak. So, it definitely helped me, man.
You've been on some teams with some pretty good running backs in the past. Mm-hmm. How does this group stack up, and how good can this rushing attack be?
Man, I was thinking about that earlier. You know, we just – you got guys that's versatile. I mean, you don't have a one-dimension guy. You got guys that can split out and run routes and run the ball effectively. And, you know, we – As long as those guys keep going the way they're going, man, the sky's the limit. I like this group. I mean, it's a lot of talent. Coach Montgomery was talking about it the other day. You know, it's probably one of the best groups he's been around, you know, as far as talent. And I see that.
Two-part question before we let you go is, A, what are you working on hardest in this camp?
Mm-hmm.
And B, is what is your goal for yourself, you know, by the end of training camp?
I'm working on just – taking a day at a time, really stacking good practices, exploding through the hole when I see it, and, you know, not really tiptoeing, and, you know, just working on finishing it. You'll see, I don't know if he's out at practice much, but I try to finish all the way down to the goal line most times, and just practice that. I mean, if you practice that now, it just becomes easy and second nature in the game. So that's one of my things that I try to practice on. And the goal for me is to be on the Browns at the end of the when they make the 53, that's my goal, and help them win. So
absolutely.
Yep.
This Friday, you guys are going down to Columbus to play at the Shoe, the Orange and Brown scrimmage. Yeah. As a player, you know, you go through training camp. When you get to a situation like that, is that something that you kind of have circled as an opportunity to really stand out and show the coaches what you can do?
Yeah, I think that's the first sign of, you know, to see if guys can perform so-called under the lights and when people are actually watching. It's an actual scrimmage, so it's, you know, it's a different mindset. It's a different, you know, it comes at you different from a running standpoint, and, you know, really knowing where your blitzes are coming from, and it's just a different mindset. But, you know, I think this is a big evaluation for the coaches to have a starting point at.
Talking with Browns running back Sean Drone, you talked earlier about how, you know, you get flexed out, you get that one-on-one with the linebacker, mm-hmm. which you're going to win. Mm-hmm. Who covers the best out of these linebackers?
Oh, man, I don't even want to give those guys credit. Kersey's pretty good. Young Hayes is actually pretty good. I'll give myself credit. I got some moves for you, but Hayes, he's pretty good at covering. Kersey's good, and of course Craig, he's the old school veteran. He's crafty with his guarding skills. So
those a few grabs guys here and there, some well placed.
Of course.
Well, Sean, certainly good to see you having such a good camp, and I'm sure makes you happy to hear your head coach singling you out here in some of his interviews, getting those reps, working with the team. Everybody who's going down to Columbus, 60,000 of you strong, getting an opportunity to see Sean in the brown and orange scrimmage from the Shoe this Friday night. So good luck to you. Stay Thanks, healthy, sir. And keep it going out there.
Most definitely. Appreciate it.
All right, Sean Drone kicking off the show here for us today on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When we come back, we're going to get into our takeaways from day five of training camp. We'll give us the three biggest takeaways from both myself and Matt Wilhelm. We'll also take your phone calls, 216-578-0850, and your tweets at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 35, and, of course, at Browns_daily. So hit us up when Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, returns. You lift my heart up when the rest of